So, just down at the bottom of the field, sitting by the brook, having a beer and relaxing. Poppy's with me. She's just found a hat over the other side of the stream. I don't know where that was. And it's like a kind of, I can't remember the name of the character now in American television. Wild West type thing, but it's like a raccoon hat, if you know what I mean. She thinks it's an animal, I think. I don't know what she thinks. She's pulling it apart and got fluff sticking out of her mouth. It's definitely a hat, though. I checked. I had a real realisation today that I am immediately to stop trying to be someone I'm not with Love Thrush. There are things that I do well, and there are things that I'm skilled at, and there are... and they're all useful to Love Thrush, and they're the things that I'm sticking to. I can't be even trying to imagine me attending conferences when I'm a recovering agoraphobic who's been essentially off work for 2.5 years now after 2 mental breakdowns. It's too much pressure, it's too unrealistic, and it gains little. I mean, it may in the short term gain a bit of interest from investors, for example, but in the long term, if we can stick with Love Thrush and keep sane and keep building what we believe in, which is a platform for food change with very little effort on anyone's part, just connect the food supply of the country up, make it very easy to find great local food, and the rest takes care of itself. You know, we believe in that with a passion, and I believe in that with a passion, and we've got this far. And we've done it well, we've implemented it well. I'm really happy with the app. We've lots to do with the app. There's loads of features that aren't actually on there yet that are part of the vision. But we're getting there slowly but surely with our limited funds. We'll get there quicker if we get some funding as a train. But we'll get there in any circumstance. And the only thing I can see that will stop us getting there is if I go insane trying to be something I'm not. So I'm not going to beat myself up about not being able to get to Tech Hub in London. I'm not going to beat myself up about wondering why when I spoke to or when I tweeted to Mike Butcher of TechCrunch about the Guardian coverage we got, all he had to say in reply was you should negotiate your exclusives more carefully. And, I'm not going to play all that bollocks, so I'm not going to I'm going to stop worrying about that PR and all that kind of bollocks. I'm just going to build an app that I know can change the way we get our food and the way our food's produced. And I know that I've got firm belief that people will see that as it works, as it builds and as it's used and as it grows local food communities. But it's not going to happen overnight, and I can't will it to happen overnight by kissing arse to some journalist who thinks he's I don't know what he thinks. It's not that I have a problem with arrogant journalists, it's more that I shouldn't be dealing with them. There's nothing that I want to achieve more than just getting Love Thrush into people's mobile phones and getting them using it. It's free. It's not that we're asking them for money or anything. We're asking them to kick a food revolution along with ease. And that's all I'm going to do from now on. So going to see agricultural colleges, talking to potential partners, great. That's all brilliant stuff. Talking to producers, talking to smallholders, fantastic. That's I can explain to them how they can use the app. I can get them using the app. Being the most amazing blogger? No, I'm not. I'm useless at blogging. Hopefully one day we'll have an enthusiastic community, and amongst that community there'll be food bloggers that want to contribute. I can let you into a secret that Posterous is now integrated into the app. If you go to the website and have a little tinker, you might find some other surprises there. But yeah, Love Thrush is going forward as something that we're all doing because we love it, in the way that we love it, without worrying about everything else, and everything else is just going to have to take care of itself. Now, whether that's completely unrealistic, I don't know, but I can't be done with the bollocks of it all. It's too stressful. So, the community, that's what we'll spend our time on. Community wants to talk to us, we'll talk to them. If they want features, we'll build them. If they want help, we'll help. You know, building local community around great produce and great local people making food and drink, looking after animals, rearing their livestock, growing their great food, great vegetables, changing the landscape of the country, shepherding our countryside. They're the people we started building Love Fresh for. They're the people we'll continue to build Love Fresh for. And it's all the people that love them. It's all the people that love those local heroes that we built Love Fresh for. And with respect to eminent journalists who can clearly drive a fuck of a lot of traffic to your site, they don't matter in the scheme of things. And so we're just going to stop worrying about it. I'm done with all of that. And I'm going to get on with just building the best local food framework that the world has ever seen. Cheesy, but that's pretty much the dream. Yeah, I'm going to finish my beer now and find Poppy, who seems to have disappeared with her hat. How bizarre. Yeah, she's no exaggeration. I'm sitting in the middle of a huge field and I can't see Poppy. Oh well, I have to find her. But I have to say, it feels good to have realised this, and I know it's common sense and everyone will say be yourself and do your own thing, but you know, 15 years as a negotiator in the city, being hard-nosed, being guarded, worrying about playing games, negotiation, frankly, it's in my past. I'm not going back there. I've seen how that's done, and I have no taste for it.